This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A really big show, Michael. Is it a big show this week or not?
It's a very big shoe.
Very big shoe. We come from the era of Ed Sullivan, and that was the reference. So for people under 40 who don't, maybe even people under 50, don't have a clue as to who Ed Sullivan was, that was one of the great things. As kids growing up, we always watched Ed Sullivan on Sunday night, right?
Everybody listening to this broadcast has heard
yes.
Ed Sullivan.
Ah, okay, that's good.
I do not believe that there's one person listening to this broadcast that does not know. Not one. I mean, unless it's a child in the back seat of the car or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no adult person listening to this broadcast is. Talk radio listeners are informed. Ed Sullivan's not that long ago. He pops up in references all the time. And the reason I said it was because when you said a really big show, that was an Ed Sullivan line.
Yes.
And he of course, pronounced it shoe.
Shoe.
So they would say a really big shoe.
Shoe.
Was a joke. Now, people may not know that, but they certainly know Ed Sullivan. I think.
He's kind of a punchline.
If anybody out there that doesn't know Ed Sullivan, they should send us a note and explain how.
Yeah,
George Washington was before all of our time, but, you know, I'm not afraid to refer to him, are you?
We know who he is, and Abraham Lincoln, but do you know who President Polk was?
Polk, James Polk was one of my favorite presidents. Him and,
was he?
Millard Fillmore.
Uh-huh, like him, too. William Henry Harrison. Yeah, let's hear it for those guys.
He was a good one.
I wonder if, before we get to our list, going into that for just a second, and 100 years from now, will people be saying the same thing about, like, George Bush or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton? Who were those people? Who were they? They're forgettable. Are they forgettable presidents? Or
people
most of
will say, 100 years from now, people will say, I remember President Clinton. I remember President Bush. I remember the other President Bush, President Trump, and President Obama, because I heard Doug Steffen talk about them all the time on his show.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. Well, this is not my show. This is your show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me. I am Doug Steffen, and this is our weekly get-together to go through the charts for the week of April 26th to the 30th. Yeah, that's the week in question, the stories, the people. So shall we away to the list, Michael?
Okay, and step aside. This is my show, you see? Okay, here we go. At number 10...
shouldn't laugh at my own stupid jokes. Number 10, election security.
Nobody else
in
will, so you might as well.
Exactly. I provide my own laugh track. Not election bad. Security, Arizona election audit. That's at number 10. Number 9, U.S. foreign policy on China, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iran. We have a heavy-duty menu of foreign policy issues. At number 8, the Giuliani raid. At number 7, climate change and the education crisis, tied at number 7. At number 6, immigration reform and the southern border crisis. Number 5, race relations. Number 4 ties into this, police reform, gun control, and the Supreme Court of the United States taking on a concealed weapons case that will have a huge impact on our interpretation of the Second Amendment. At number 3, the economy, the infrastructure package, and the stimulus initiatives, money. Number 2, the Biden speech, and all kinds of Washington Party politics attendant to that discussion. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and the surge taking place in India, not to forget Brazil. On the people survey, we have Vladimir Putin at 10. Number 9 is Boris Johnson. He's got all kinds of problems in England. At number 8, Rudy Giuliani.
Most of them of his own creation, excuse me.
Boris is a character. Talking about characters, Rudy Giuliani is in a world of hurt at number 8.
There you go.
Andrew Brown Jr. at number 7.
Do you really think he's in a world of hurt? I think he's
yes.
This kind of like, it's like life is, did you hear him on WABC? We went back on his show there. A world of hurt because you think he's guilty and he's going to have to go to jail or what?
Oh, I don't know if he's guilty or not. I think that he's got to fight to defend himself now, and he may be found guilty. He may not, but no matter what, he's got to deal with some major problems that could lead to him going to jail. Mm-hmm. They would not have raided his offices and his home the way they did with Michael Cohen if they didn't have a case. Some kind of a case. They obviously are after something, and you know, when the FBI goes after you, they don't like to lose. They don't like to lose. If an FBI agent or a policymaker goes after a case and they don't make the case, they get in trouble. So, no, this is serious for Rudy. I don't know. I'm not saying he's guilty or not.
So he had the hard drive from Hunter Biden's experience in China in his apartment. He said to the FBI, you want this? And they said no. So if they were there to get all the stuff that is pertinent, why would they say no to that would be a question a lot of people are asking. And I'm not sure there's a great answer for it, but I think it's a good question, don't you?
I guess any question you ask is a good question, but I don't know what the details are. I don't know the details other than when the FBI raids an attorney. That's serious stuff, because there's that whole issue of attorney-client privilege that is locked in many of those devices as collateral damage, just people. I mean, if you had some type of a dealing with Rudy Giuliani or Michael Cohen as your lawyer, and it really had nothing to do with Donald Trump, but just you were one of his clients and this personal privilege stuff there that you do not want out, you'd be sweating now saying, oh, my God, the FBI has access to my case.
Well, there are some who say that it's a witch hunt, a political witch hunt. The Democrats are trying to get at anybody that was close to Trump. Is there any truth to that?
Possible. Is there truth to it? There's truth to the fact that people are saying that. I don't know if it's true, but it is true what you said, that a lot of Republicans are saying it's Democratic Party politics. Mm-hmm. Others are saying it's fair game, that they still have to prove things. This is very interesting, but I don't think this is just another day, you know, at the races for Rudy Giuliani. I think Rudy Giuliani's got his problems, and I think that he's going to be dealing with them. I don't know whether he's guilty or not, but you don't want to be investigated by the FBI. That's not something that you know, being investigated by the FBI is the worst, you know, the IRS and the FBI, you don't want to mess with them.
Who wants that? Yeah. Well, they have the power of the big government money that you and I have supplied them to go after people like this. They have an endless supply of money and people, so they can go do whatever they want. It's political hacksterism as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Giuliani, you can make a case for him that these days not being a shining light. Have you heard his program on WABC? He's on every day, what, for an hour on ABC?
I've heard it before. I haven't heard it in a while, but I did.
Is it good? Yeah. Is it interesting? He's got great stories. He's got to have great stories to tell, I would think.
It's been very political. It's been very what I heard, it's very political. You know, he's fighting the partisan battles. He's obviously the point man in terms of the voter fraud issue.
And he took a shot at the station for the way they covered his.
And all they did, all the station did, is what we used to do all the time. I mean, at talk stations that I've worked at, when talk radio was emerging, I used to have a disclaimer before my show, and the stations that I managed or owned, we always said the opinions that are expressed in this program are solely the opinions of those who express them, and in no way, shape, or form reflect official editorial policy of the staff, management, or sponsors of the radio station. And then I used to add the line, and it's advisable that you listen to everything that you hear with an appropriate amount of educated skepticism.
Right.
You know, warn the person. This is a
It should be that way with all, although I don't like the FCC being involved in our business much. They're way too involved in it, as far as I'm concerned. But at some point, maybe that's something that ought to be said at the beginning of every broadcast on all of these radio programs that are one-sided, all the TV shows that are one-sided.
Well, sure, they would take a little bit of the edge away for those that want to do boycotts or those that want to blame sponsors.
Right.
Or, you know, you work at that station, you must be you know, a conservative, or you must be a liberal, or you must be a liar.
You must like Sean Hannity. Okay. All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I don't know if Michael. I don't think we didn't do the whole list. Or
maybe we didn't?
I don't want to. No, we got sidetracked by Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, okay.
Who now, based on our conversation, should be number one, but he's number eight. Andrew Brown Jr. 7, Fauci is 6, Pelosi is 5, DeSantis and McCarthy are 4, Kamala Harris is 3, Tim Scott is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. There you go.
Did you even know who Tim Scott was before this week?
Yes.
Did you? Okay. I don't remember hearing...
He used to do a lecture on James Polk that I attended at University of Northern Carolina.
Really?
I'm kidding. Right. No. No, but of course, yes, I did know who he is. Uh-huh. He's a Republican, African-American, U.S. Senator, and it's an interesting choice. He did a good job on the rebuttal.
Yeah.
Served that cause well.
Well, the thing that I found interesting in my own perspective is I didn't know he was black until I looked at a picture of him earlier today. Whatever he said didn't, you know, I know the names of most all the senators, but I don't pay attention to the color of their skin. And if this address had been on radio and not television after Biden's speech the other day, nobody would have known. But now it's a big deal because people can see that he's black and, oh, he shouldn't be a Republican. How dare those Republicans put up a black guy? You know, that kind of nonsense.
And that also is a whole issue, that the African-American population of the U.S. is not a monolith. There are conservatives, there are liberals, there are people in the middle, and there are people that are just, you know, all over the place, the way is any group. White America is diverse, and so is black America.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's the way it ought to be, thank you. I think my lucky stars, I live in a place where you can have all this diversity, even though sometimes not appreciated very much. 17 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the big stories of the week and the people associated with them, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers. He's the editor and publisher responsible for the work that they do. So we went through the story list and the people list, right?
We did.
Yes. All right, so are we done? Can we go home now?
I was going to say, now what do you want to do? Now what do we do next? It says here...
What? It says here, it's, yeah, you have to do more on... I want to talk a little bit about something that used to be a part of the countdown. This is not by any stretch of the imagination a criticism, but it's an acknowledgement of how much stuff is going on so that you can't fit any sports stories into the top ten. Used to be that we would have one... or two sports stories, and because you're such a huge football fan, I decided that I would let the audience in on your thoughts regarding the NFL draft, which seemed to get more attention this year, this week. I've never remembered that it was on a network on a regular school night, if you know what I mean. And the fact that they had like 3 hours of wall-to-wall coverage, it just seemed... to me, new. I don't know what other conclusion to come up with. I'm not a football fan, and so, I mean, I know who Tom Brady is, got that, and maybe a few of the other players, but Tebow, I think I know him. So why so much attention this year, or has there always been, and I just didn't notice it?
There's always been, and you haven't noticed it, but maybe it's growing because maybe people, you know, want more football. It's a great off-season event within the world of football, so it has been big.
Okay, so what's the, then, this is a great psychological question. What is the appeal in terms of football when we all know how dangerous it is for our children to play football and for the players themselves, and acknowledging that this, you know, has probably impacted the way the game is played, why is there this fascination with guys going out on a field throwing balls around and banging each other? It's like the hockey. I don't get that either. What's the big deal? What am I missing?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I thought you were going to ask me what's the fascination or the big deal about the draft.
Well, I started with that. Go ahead. You can start from there.
That question I can answer. The answer to the draft question is the draft is a crucial component to managing and operating a football team. That the relationship between up-and-coming stars on the college level of football. The farm team is the college level, and the draft, the jockeying that goes into the draft and the decision-making that has to be made to try to project, okay, how will this kid do 3 years down the road, or how does this player fit within our game scheme? This is a very, very fascinating and key part of managing football. So the draft is a major, major game unto itself, and coaches and general managers of football teams, part of their success and failure rating is how good they play the draft. So the draft is a huge part of the football situation. As for why people like football, well, because I guess it's a very well-designed game from a standpoint of the blending of brute violence with high intelligent strategy. It takes in everything. It's like chess. It's like warfare. It requires brains and brawn, and it's an exciting game when you understand it.
When your son was in high school, did he want to play football? Did he say to
no.
you, I want to play, so he didn't, you don't have to deal with
it? I encouraged my son to be the first male cheerleader in the school's history. And
was he?
He was there for about a week, and they didn't have enough money in the budget to buy him a uniform, so they told him he had too many extracurricular activities. My son was a varsity wrestler.
One of my friends in college became the first male cheerleader, and he found it to be more of a physical exertion than
totally.
Any football. I mean, it's unbelievable what those
and dangerous.
Have to do. Right, exactly. 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A landmark in vaccinations. White House COVID-19 Response Team Coordinator Jeff Zients.
Today, 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Nearly double the 55 million who were fully vaccinated at the end of March.
He said 220 million shots have been given out since President Biden took office. He also said by the end of May, they'll have enough vaccines for every person in America. Dr. Anthony Fauci said about 8% of Americans who received one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine haven't returned for their second dose. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. This is USA Radio News. At least 5 Americans are among the dead in the Israeli stampede at a religious event. The U.S. Embassy is helping to name the Americans who were among the dozens that were killed and injured. One victim is identified as 19-year-old Daniel Morris of Beaconsfield, New Jersey. Panic spread among a crowd celebrating a popular religious festival. Some people were trampled as they tried to escape out of a narrow exit. President Biden said in a statement, the U.S. will offer assistance, and he says he sends profound condolences. The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning on May 4th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy comes due to extraordinarily high COVID-19 cases and multiple variants circulating in India. The health ministry in India reports nearly 3,500 deaths over the past 24 hours. Restrictions are also in place on travel from China, Iran, much of Europe, Brazil, and South Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For at the hour here on our weekend review, the end of the week brings a focus on Talkers Magazine and the list of the top 10 items that are being discussed on the. These are the most discussed topics, but it's not by any stretch of the imagination complete list. Right? It's hard for you to break this down, isn't it, every week?
Well, it's certainly not simple. We're pretty good at it. We've been doing it for 30 years. And the industry basically finds it to be a standard measurement, but it's not 100% accurate because these are things that you don't know. How do you measure? But it's that way with many things. But it's pretty good snapshot of what's being talked about. But oh my gosh, it doesn't have any of the local stories, and that's a major part of talk radio. Because, you know, what's local in, you know, Bar Harbor, Michigan may not make it to the top, you know, 10 in the country, but it's big there. So there's far more to talk radio conversation than just this list. But this is a pretty accurate list to give a thumbnail overview of what the big topics are.
Right. You know what? One of the things that has been a discussion on the DJV program this week, and I've heard it elsewhere, is the Oscar... the Oscar watch, if you will, the diversity rules, the whether it's a progress or patronizing. I found it to be obnoxious, frankly, and I shut the thing off. I just think it's become very patronizing. But that's something, I guess, is that dependent on the political persuasion, do you think, of the host as to how it is viewed?
Well, there was no host.
I'm not talking about the Oscar. I'm talking about the radio people that would be talking.
The reason the Oscars are not on the list is because they happen on a Sunday. And what happens is, unless there's a major political story attached to it, like black people boycotting it because there's not enough African-American representation, or any number of news stories, the biggest news story about this was that they were having it in the COVID era, trying to figure out a way to make it relevant and entertaining, but not dangerous, obviously. And the fact that this year, more than any year in the past, a majority of the population hasn't seen any of the movies.
Right.
People don't even know the names of these movies, which is a departure from the days of Lawrence of Arabia and Ben-Hur and Gone with the Wind. And, you know, when everybody...
You know,
you know, knew the movies.
An ancillary side to that, what I found interesting this week as we talked about it, was the number of people. You know, we have a fellow who does just movie conversation with us on DJV, and he's been with me for 29, not as long as you have been, 29 years in the morning, and his focus on the movies and how basically Hollywood's eating its young because these big companies are pushing and pushing and pushing people to buy subscriptions and watch it at home. And there now appears to be a really strong backlash. Maybe part of it is that we couldn't go during the pandemic. But the other part of it is, I think, the American spirit has always been kind of, don't tell me what to do. I'll figure it out on my own. And so you look at the economy. I have my favorite movie chain is Arclight, or was, because they've been put out of business by all of this. And it brings around, at least in my my conversational circle, Michael, a focus on the economy, which was number three this week on the countdown, and what toll has been taken by all of this this new normal, if that's what you want to call it. I find it obnoxious is the nicest way I can put it. I find it to be about as destructive as almost anything I've experienced in my life other than September 11th and Vietnam, perhaps. And maybe that's a really strong
statement. The pandemic?
Yep.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. This is one of the most destructive things. This is one of the most destructive things in a century.
Yeah.
This is up there with World War.
Nobody's giving any... Well, we're at war with China, and nobody's giving it any credence. You know, you read that Epoch Times... Well, what mainstream news conversation program focuses on the Chinese responsibility for COVID? Where do you hear that conversation? You read it in the Epoch Times, but where do you...
The Epoch Times is specifically designed for that. They're designed as a counterpoint.
But isn't it a mainstream point of view?
The mainstream point of view is that we have a complicated relationship with China and that we're part of the problem. It's not just that China's waging war against us and we're just totally unwilling victims.
You mean the way we've economically shored them up?
Yes, we're in bed with China. The power structure of the United States is in bed with China. The corporate structure of America is in bed with China. And the consumers in America, which means you and me and everybody listening to this, are in bed with China.
Not me.
Take a look
in
your closet and see who made your products.
Yeah, I know. I won't do it anymore, though. No more.
Okay, well, but there is a rising consciousness expressed in all the media that we are having a problem with China, whereas 10 years ago, China is practicing capitalism and we're becoming partners with them and we're friends with them and they're no longer terrifying as they were during the days of Mao Zedong, and they wore funny costumes and funny uniforms and they were behind the Iron Curtain. Mm-hmm. Now they wear business suits and they have cheesecake with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And they're still stabbing us in the back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Congratulations. So in the greater scope of things here, in terms of discussion on the radio, the pandemic interruption, some people call it, it's now sort of beginning to pass. The reality is that worlds and countries will not be. It sort of reminds me of September 11th, but it was only in America that things changed drastically, whereas with this situation, things have changed drastically all around the world, and not just here. So how do we, when we talk about this stuff, are we always going to sort of acknowledge COVID? We've kind of forgotten about September 11th. We acknowledge it on the date, but we don't pay much attention to it other than, you know, maybe an occasional reference back.
Well, COVID happened. COVID is happening now, and September 11th happened 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, 20 years.
But 20 years
20
from
years
now?
Ago today.
20, yeah. So, it's 20. Yeah,
I shouldn't refer to it, though. They were on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right, and of course, who remembers that? And that's the question. Who will remember this COVID 20 years from now, or when your grandchildren or my grandchildren are adults? Will there be a focus? They grew up with it.
Damn right. I think they will remember it. I think every kid that's on Zoom and every kid that is stuck with their parents in the house and can't go about summer camp and all the things that they would do, I think the kids will be talking about I think the kids will be talking about COVID throughout their lives the same way our generation talks about the, you know, where were you when Kennedy was killed. I think it's a big deal. And now you're making the case it'll be forgotten. And there's a certain degree of truth to what you're saying, that, that we move on to other things. But I don't think we're going to move on from COVID. Look, we're still talking about the Spanish flu of a century ago. And pictures are shown of people with masks. And you know.
I actually remember the first conversation on the air that I had about this and my reference to the Spanish flu. And Victoria Keelan, who's one of the ladies that's on the DJV show right. with me, took me to task. Nobody cares about that, and that's not relevant, yada, yada. And it proved to be very relevant.
How old is she, 17?
No, I think she's 37. But it is in perspective, isn't it? Your age, your experience, and that's too bad,
and
because
your
history is history.
And your education. I believe, and that's why I get a little testy when we talk about the Ed Sullivan thing. I believe it's important to be current.
I do too.
But
it's cultural.
But I believe in history. I believe in pop cultural history. I believe in history, and I believe in the old adage: "Those who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it."
Repeat it.
I think we have a huge problem in America with education, and one of the key components of that weakness is history and civics.
Yep, agreed, 100%. It's the same sort of thing when we get down to this business of, you know, reforming the police departments. We need to reform education. We need to reform public service, frankly, because none of us are satisfied with what we get for our money invested through the tax dollar. I mean, look at all of the things, the condition of the roads. Biden made a big deal out of that this week. Without ever addressing, nobody ever addresses the real problem, which are the unions that get the bureaucrats to accept a lesser standard so that the roads are not well built, the bridges are not well built, so they can keep the union guys working all the, you know, try to find a road somewhere in America that isn't being worked on all the time. And then go to Europe and drive around, you'll see nobody working on the roads because they build them right in the first place. And why that is not a subject of informational conversation is beyond me, because we're the ones that are getting, you and I, who pay the bill, are the ones getting screwed.
That's interesting.
You know, and so where's Joe Biden on that? You know,
get him on the phone.
Yeah, thanks. 800-281-APPLE. Yeah. Here's some information to keep you healthy. Keeping you healthy the right way is something that I'm very interested in. For all the folks that listen to all of my programs, and you've heard me over the past 4 years or so, I think maybe even a little longer even, talking about Calitrin, which is a weight loss product. It's a formula, and the formula does not have stimulants or drugs in it. What it does have is collagen protein and digestive enzymes, sort of a complex body repair system, if you will, and that's aimed at helping you to get rid of the fat, build a little more muscle into your system so that you will, without any side effects, build a better, stronger, more vibrant body. Let's face it, if you're overweight, you're not having a good time because it's hard carrying all that extra weight around. But if you get yourself down to ideal body weight, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus refers to it, then you're going to be in pretty good shape. And that's why Calitrin is as popular as it is, because it gets you into good shape. And if you keep on the program, you'll stay in good shape because you keep the weight off. That's product information you can get and then some by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. When you check it all out, decide you want to buy the product, you get special deals, special spring pricing right now by going to toploss.com and using the code DJV. Here's the people list from talkers. Vladimir Putin is at number 10. Boris Johnson is at 9. Rudy Giuliani, never boring, 8. The story of Andrew Brown Jr. and some of the other stories about a black man being shot by the police, falling into number 7. Dr. Fauci is at number 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Ron DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy, focus, I guess, on Florida, they're number 4. Kamala Harris, the vice president, is 3. Tim Scott, the senator, who gave the sort of rebuttal to Joe Biden's speech on Wednesday night, is at number 2. Got a lot of attention. I think a lot of people didn't even know who he was before this. And number 1 this week is Joe Biden, as you might expect, absent from the list for obvious reasons, but yet to the dismay of some who love him, Donald Trump not on the top 10 list this week. That's the list, however, from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout. On the Talk Radio Countdown, the stories this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com, also at djvshow.com. At number 10, election info, security, what's going on in Arizona with the audit. Number 9, our foreign policy relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, etc. And number 8 is what happened to Giuliani in his house in New York, the raid there. Number 7, education, climate change sort of wrapped into one. The southern border situation, that is immigration problems. Number 6, race problems, 5. Police problems, 4. Economic problems, 3. The Biden speech on Wednesday night, number 2. And the usual number 1, or it has been certainly for a long time, appropriately so, the various variants, if you will, vaccines and numbers and that sort of thing with regard to COVID. That's the story list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. All right, Talk Radio Countdown time, 48 after the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with a focus on the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com. We were talking about last week the focus on this particular, well, you tell the story.
We have Gene Bean Baxter. He's a 30-year veteran of L.A. radio, Hall of Famer, top broadcaster, and then quit, boom, on a dime, moved back to England where he was born and raised his first few years. Now he's broadcasting in England, and he left America because he's sick of the politics and the toxic atmosphere.
Show's called Kevin and Bean. It was on mornings in L.A.
Right.
Good show. And, interesting show. Yeah.
Right. And if anybody wants to check out our video, it's iknowyouarereal.com.
Michael is a member of the Gun Hill Road singing group doing that song. We played it first here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get back into the action here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This time, the moments that we have remaining are devoted to the thoughts of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our college professor and legal expertiser. Is that a word? You like that?
It is now.
Legal expertiser. Of course it is. So the big story of the week is the police in Los Angeles arrested Lady Gaga's dog nappers and included the woman who brought the dogs back.
Yeah.
So where do they go? They get murder? They charged with? What are they charged with? If they go to jail for the rest of their lives, the way our system works, you'd probably want to send away these people, make sure they're gone for a long time.
Interestingly enough, the penalty, and it may be just in California, is they take a rolled up newspaper and they hit them on the nose. I don't think that's appropriate, but we're making jokes, but unfortunately no one was injured that seriously. But this is a serious crime, and it will be treated as such. So I'm looking forward to justice being done here.
Justice, yes, exactly. All right, I have something. The folks at Twitter this week, because you're involved in scams as well, the author of books about scams, identity theft alert is the book that Steve has written, but his website, scamaside.com, is a fabulous website for you to go when you are confronted, and aren't we all every day, with these almost stupid things that people fall for, like the email from Twitter asking you to confirm your account. That was the big deal this week. And don't do that, but some people
don't. No, so many of them seem like no one should fall for it. Even when we get all of these calls from the IRS, when we know and the IRS tells us they don't reach out by the phone. But the problem is, I don't know if it's just the way we're wired. When people ask us for things, we provide them. You know, a few years ago, when Jennifer Lawrence had her nude photos all over the internet, she at first was blaming the security in the iCloud. But it turns out it wasn't Apple's fault. It was just like what you were saying, Doug. Someone sent her an email and said, hey, we're Apple. We just need to confirm your personal information, your username and password, and she gave it to them.
Yeah.
So the thing here is, remember, BS, be skeptical. Anytime in any communication, whether it's text or phone or email, someone wants personal information from you or to click on a link, you just have to hesitate and confirm it. And 99.9% of the time, you'll find it's a scam.
All right. Good advice. Now, let's get to some of the stories this week, if we may. Legal implication of the concealed weapons case at the Supreme Court. Number four on the calendar.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. It'll be a good kind of test as far as this present Supreme Court. You know, people and scholars and legal scholars have argued about the range of the right to bear arms and in the Bill of Rights. And it can be limited. I mean, you don't have a right, although it appears that people are doing it, to have certain kinds of weapons. I can't have a bazooka. And hopefully we'll have new laws again to keep people from getting automatic weapons, which no one really needs. And when there was a ban, we had fewer massive kinds of shootings. So this one will be very interesting because, you know, I can see arguments on both sides. It is a sad commentary that, you know, we see about these mass shootings, but the biggest number of shootings that are unintentional are accidental from people who have guns in their homes, who leave them unsecured, and kids and others get involved with them. So we'll see where the court's going.
Absolutely. Okay, so the immigration situation on our southern border, the legalities, the question has been asked as to whether or not vaccines and things should be given to those who are not legal. And the poll that I saw this week said 72% of Americans say, no, we shouldn't be giving support to people who are not our residents yet.
Yeah, I think it's short-sighted. If you're talking about basic health, this is something that is good for Americans. I don't think we should be short-sighted. I used to, before I taught at Bentley University, I taught in the state prison system, and the program was eventually done away with. And one of the arguments was, why are we helping prisoners? Why are we giving them this knowledge? And yet, our prison education program I was in never had a single recidivist.
Yeah, well, has certainly a lot of questions and good conversation wrapped around it. Thanks. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, our legal expert, professor of law at Bentley University, here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.